There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We covered the story yesterday that L.A. is the first major city, the first big city in America, which is the second largest city in America, to actually enact a minimum that the city council voted 14-1 to raise the minimum wage. And if you look at the headline, it'll scare the living daylights out of you because it says to $15 from $9. And $9 is they already have $9 in L.A. Minimum wage, I think, is significantly less than that, so it's already higher than the national average. But it's up to $15 over the next 5 years, with essentially a dollar. It goes to $10.50 by, I think, the middle of, I think, July 2016, as I recall, and then basically gets to $15 by 2020. New York is, Governor Cuomo is considering it for New York, and obviously other states are really trying to deal with the reality that minimum wage just really is too minimal, that people can't really live on it. So we asked the idea of what do you think of the idea of raising minimum wage? I think it's look, in the long run, in theory, it's going to affect all of us because it's going to mean that prices are higher on everything. But the question is how much higher. If you talk about, they're basically talking about 10% a year over the, which is a lot over the next 5 years. And that's Mike. I mean, hopefully there are other ways to make it up. And everybody's saying, well, small businesses are going to go out of business. But whenever there's a change, the examples I gave yesterday were when they say you can't smoke or that you can't use trans fatty acids, they say, oh, business is going to go out of, and they don't. So, it just seems to me that in fairness, that we're really a country that believes in, we're a democracy. And if you get a huge discrepancy between people who have and people who have not, you're destabilizing a system. And what we want to do is have that democracy really thrives on, if not equality, at least stability. So, I think it's kind of inevitable and important. So let's hear what other people. Trevor, do you have any feelings about it?
Well, I think what you just said is really astute and really to the heart of the issue, the kind of discrepancy between the ultra-rich at the top of these companies and the people who are kind of at the bottom. But my concern is simply that the managers and the powers that be will simply charge more for their products, so they're kind of,
It is a problem. And I don't know how we make the ultra-rich moral. And because that's really what we're talking about.
Exactly.
That if you're making $5 million a year, there's no way of spending in any reasonable way. I mean, once you have your cars and your boats and your houses and your Rolexes, you can't spend that kind of money. And if you can't spend it, what is the urge to get more of it? And we know that there is an urge to get more of it. And part of it is the definition of corporations, which is going to have to change. Somebody is going to have to take it to the Supreme Court. Because I think yesterday, sometime this week, was the Supreme Court ruling that said corporations basically have the same rights as human beings, which, of course, is a terrible idea. And there needs to be more restrictions. But that's what, when you and I were talking about discrepancies and about the issue about clothing, and which we're going to talk more about tomorrow. But I just said I thought that the Catholic Church was really psychologically astute because they said, we don't need half your money. We don't need a third of your money. We just need 10%. And it's an easy number to come up with. And if everybody across the board, and if you and I were willing to give up 10%, and General Motors was willing to give up 10%. And the guy who's making $15 million a year gave up 10%. That everything would be taken care of, we'd be fine. And we wouldn't have to have, mm-hmm. I mean, tax attorneys would probably have to be re-educated to be something else. But other than that, I mean, it would make a lot of sense. So, and it wouldn't, 10%, presumably one way or the other, is not going to measurably change your lifestyle, especially if you're very rich. If you're very poor, it might. But it's really an easy solution, but it has to do with morality, and I don't know how you teach people that.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able. I think you have to legislate, which is the Supreme Court sort of took a major step backward. And that's, you know, part of the reason that we sort of include every day on the website a good news story is to sort of reassure people that you're not in a desert by yourself if you're trying to do good, to be a good person, to be a righteous individual, that there are other people who do it. And what we see in the news is the nincompoop factor, the people who are doing terrible things. But that doesn't mean that they're the rule. And in fact, almost by definition, it means they're not the rule, that news is what's unusual, not what's usual. And today, Trevor put up a man win one of fallen deputy's patrol car at an auction, and he gave the keys to his grieving sons. I mean, and people do things like that every day, that there are really people who give money away, who sort of befriend the friendless, who feed the hungry. And we need to remember that. So, because otherwise you feel like, well, you know, if everybody else is doing it, it's one of my favorite lessons from being on the air, which is that I asked the question at one point in my life. I had a phone line where if you call, you could vote yes or no, and it didn't cost you anything. Not like American Idol, but you could vote yes or no. And so I said, if you thought you could get away with cheating on your income tax and nobody would know, would you do it? And 75% of the people said yes. And the parallel question was, if you knew your neighbor was cheating, would you turn them in? And like 93% said yes. So if I can't get away with it, you can't get away with it. And to me, that was just one of those. The percentages surprised me a bit. The mentality and the sentiment didn't. And I think that's part of the reason for talking about positive things, is to remind people that they're not alone, that they're not weird if they're trying to be nice, and that there really is... A moral life is a much easier life to lead than an immoral one, because there's always somebody going to be after you. And even if nobody else knows, you know, then most people are born with consciences, even though they're able to sometimes neatly put them aside. So, all right, what else we got here?
All right, so Marquita says simply, necessary.
Yeah, I think it is. It's time. I mean, minimum wage has been in the minimum wage for how long? For a while, I think, hasn't it? Let's see. Minimum wage, let's see if it says the increase. Maybe the one will tell me. I think the minimum wage has been minimum wage for like a while.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of years, I think.
Let's see if I can find. A review of 64 studies on minimum wage found no discernible effect on employment. 600 economists, 7 of them Nobel Prize winners in economics, have signed on to a letter in support of raising the minimum wage to $10.10 by 2016. LA is talking about 2050. 3 out of 5 business owners support increasing the minimum wage to $10.10. 58% say raising the minimum wage would increase consumer power. 56% say raising the minimum wage would help the economy. Because, I mean, that was what story, I'm trying to remember what story we did talking about the obliteration of the middle class. And the idea being that as minimum wage drops, that so does buying power, which means that people are buying less, which means companies don't do as well. So that actually supporting the middle class, which is, this is not even the middle class, this is the sort of upper lower class, is really the way to make the economy work better.
Yeah, to me it makes more sense to have a bunch of well-paid people rather than a handful of ultra-rich people, you know, as far as the health of the economy goes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point. They're saying that it, in fact, increases jobs rather than decreases them, increases spending, increases productivity. Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out when. Only 23 states and the District of Columbia currently have a minimum wage higher than the federal minimum, meaning the majority of states have an hourly minimum wage below the federal. It'll boost the earnings for 28 million. I'm just trying to find out when I'll see if I can find it over this break of finding out when the last minimum wage was. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, L.A. has gotten on the bandwagon. It's the first of the major states or major cities in the United States to enact an increased minimum wage. And a lot of economists and a lot of people who are much smarter than I am about the economy think that raising the minimum wage is a really important thing to do from a political standpoint, but even from an economic standpoint. They point out that in the last 22 years, in the last 70 years, the minimum wage has been increased 22 times, and which means, in theory, if it was going to harm businesses, you'd see dips in the GNP, the gross national product, and you don't. So the idea that GNP has continued to rise, even though there have been 22 examples of increasing the minimum wage. It was $3.35 during Reagan's era. It's currently 7.25, which translates to $15,000 for a full-time year-round worker. It's not much money, folks. It really is not. It was signed into law in 1938 by FDR. At the height of the Great Depression, was to keep American workers out of poverty and increase consumer purchasing power in order to stimulate the economy, which is still the issue, right? We're trying to make sure that people don't descend into poverty and increasing... We're a capitalist society. People need to buy stuff. If they don't have any money, they can't buy stuff. So giving them a little bit more money to buy stuff keeps them out of poverty, makes them politically more stable, makes them economically more viable, and increases the GNP. So there are five states that have no state minimum wage laws at all, but employers are still required to pay the minimum wage, the federals. Employers are required to pay the state minimum wage or the federal minimum wage, whichever is higher. So it's 7.25 right now. The value of the minimum wage has fallen sharply over the last 40 years. In 1968, the minimum wage was $1.60 an hour, which translates to approximately $10.90 in 2013 dollars. And that's what people are saying, is that during Reagan's time, that the same amount of money, which I think was 3.25, something like that, would still be over $10, and we're talking about 7.25. So, including inflation and a little, blah, blah, blah. So, all right. So, let's see what else people are saying.
Okay, Mark says, ask Seattle business owners. I guess I wish I knew what he was referring to.
Well, let's see what it says about Seattle. Let's see, minimum wage, Seattle. 2015. All right, let's see what it says. Or Seattle effects. A growing number of cities are examining the cost and benefits of Seattle's new minimum wage ordinance to take effect on April 1st. Well, I mean, you know, we're not talking about much time, so I assume it's negative from the sort of the tone of the response. But it's only been in for like 6 weeks.
Right.
Latest information. Well, this doesn't help. $11 by April 1st, 2015. So they've really bumped it up. $13 by January 1st, 2016. $15 by January 1st, 2017. So let's see what the effects are. We'll check it out. Don't worry about it. See, we can be right up on the moment here. Effects. So just FYI, my particular question, which was, when was the last time it was raised? And the answer is in 2009. So it's 6 years. Facts, here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Somebody's saying that there are restaurant closures, but now they're saying, let's see, the rumpus... A couple of days back, I gleefully leapt on the story about restaurant closures in Seattle and the effects of the city's higher minimum wage. There's been a certain pushback from various people to that idea, and we might now be able to raise this from a discussion to a rumpus. The most significant piece of the pushback comes from the Seattle Times, who were kind enough to point out their piece to me. They asked owners, well, first of all, it's only been in for like 10 days. Most significant piece of backlash, let's see. They asked the restaurants whether they had closed over the minimum wage and got the answer no. My computer's bouncing around. Simply because the original article did not claim that these specific restaurants had closed as a result of the minimum wage. It used the fact that the restaurants are closing as a lead to a discussion of the effects that a rise in minimum wage would have. There's not that there's going to be a wiping out of employment opportunities, nor that the economy of Seattle is going to become a howling wasteland. Less human labor will be employed at $15 an hour than would have been employed if the minimum wage had not risen to that amount. When it comes to the impact, researchers and an owner of seven local Subways agree that the restaurant will have to raise their prices 4 to 5%, meaning additional nickel per dollar on Seattle restaurant checks. So they're saying, basically, first of all, it's just come out. I mean, it's hard to know. But the idea that restaurants closed because of it seems not to be accurate in the least. That the owners, in fact, said when it would be really easy to do it, that they closed for other reasons. So, all right. It's a little more complex. So, my dear fellow who responded on Facebook, first of all, I think you're going to have to give it a little bit more time, number one. And number two, I think that even the Seattle Times said that they were not, that it was not an accurate perception, it was not cause and effect, it was not causal. All right? So now that we've laid that to rest, besides, I mean, in 1 or 2 months, I mean, in you know, a couple of weeks, how are you going to determine anything? And it turns out not to be accurate. Most of those restaurants are planning to close for other reasons, and it may be the cost of liquor, it may be labor unions, who knows? So let us not jump to conclusions. Alrighty, keep going.
Robert says also very briefly, losers.
What did he say?
Losers.
Losers?
I guess he's talking about the people who raised the minimum wage.
Or maybe the people who are requesting it. You know, if you're going to be snotty, at least be specifically snotty.
Yeah, give us an idea of what you're being snotty about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's the point about being snotty unless we know exactly who your target is?
Indeed. All right, well, Connie says, gives us a nice little response. She says, great, all the power to them. It is about time businesses and corporations started to pay so that they can, pay people so that they can live decent lives. Instead, the philosophy has been to work people to the bone and give them the least they can get away with. Immoral. Hope it spreads worldwide. I'm sorry, nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the facts rather than just sort of, oh my goodness, everything's going to cost me more. If in fact... And there was, I'm trying to remember exactly where I saw it, but I'm not an economics major, as you can tell. But that it turns out that the best way to have a thriving economy is not the very poor because they can't afford anything, and not the very rich because, as somebody points out, and this was a rich guy, you could only buy so many yachts or so many cars. So the very rich are not really supporting the economy. The very poor can't. So it's the middle class that buys stuff. And if you don't have people in the middle class, if basically people's earning power has decreased, which it has, then they can't buy as much stuff, which means the economy comes to a screeching halt. So it's the middle class that has to be empowered for capitalism to work. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. My question in one sentence is, how do I make my 5-year-old son concentrate with the task at hand?
Why is he not concentrating? What's the problem?
Well, he is so easily distracted. This is an example. He has baseball practices, and most of the kids are all out there, and they're doing what the coach says, but mine, he's out doing everything else, but he's in La La Land. He's looking at the sky. He's drawing in the dirt, you know, and we'll say to him over and over again, you know, pay attention.
How does he do in school?
Fairly well, actually.
Maybe he doesn't like baseball.
Yeah, maybe. That's what my husband said, too.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to think he can quit.
Well, why can't he? He's 5 years old.
Because I just don't want to get him into that habit of
Cheryl, he's 5 years old.
Yeah.
It sounds like he doesn't like baseball. It sounds like he may not be very coordinated. It sounds like he may be in the outfield. He doesn't hit very well. Why don't you sit him down and say, do you like baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the deal with kids is, especially if you're doing something, I mean, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that you try it for a month, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do it anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, if this kid does fine in school and just doesn't like baseball because he's in the outfield and doesn't hit very well and he can't catch very well, he's 5 years old. Why does he have to stay in baseball?
I don't know.
And he may like baseball.
Uh-huh.
But Cheryl, you know, having our kids do things because we want them to do things is not very profitable parenting, let alone it's not very profitable for the kid. Rhoda, hi. Rhoda?
Yeah.
There you are.
Oh, goodness. Thank you.
Well, not necessarily. It's just Dr. Joy Brown. If you want to call me goodness, I guess I can live with that. What's on your mind?
I haven't had a relationship in a long time because the last one ended very badly. He was abusive. He was an attorney. He was disbarred, sent to prison for years.
Wow. What was he sent to prison for?
Some other nasty thing, but because I wasn't nasty enough to, like, get a restraining order. I did file a police report after he thought I was, I don't know what happened, but he started threatening to kill me after he threw me against the wall. And, I mean, I just wanted him to apologize. But then I found that he hit my daughter, and that was the end of him.
How long were you with him?
I wasn't going to be. 3 years.
Wow.
3 years. Anyway, turned out he had a drug problem. I had no idea.
Sounds like cocaine. Okay, so what's the issue here?
Okay, I met someone after many years of not being interested in anyone in particular, and he wanted me to be his girlfriend right away and see me every day and all that sort of thing, and I just got sort of cold feet and everything, and I just sort of kept putting him off and putting him off, and I decided I liked him. And then, you know, we saw each other a few times, and then I kept getting scared to be...
Rhoda, take a deep breath for a minute. Take a deep breath. What's today's issue?
Well, I haven't seen him since October, although we talked about a month ago.
That's 6 months ago. That's 7 months ago.
Yeah, well...
How many dates did you go out on with this guy?
A few. Four or five, I don't know.
Over what period of time?
Yeah, and, you know, lots of...
No, Rhoda, the question... Rhoda, over what period of time did you go out with him?
About a year.
You went out on 6 dates over a year and you haven't seen him for 6 months?
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm misunderstanding. Since June to October.
Okay, so it's about 5 months. So you went out about once a month.
And lots of phone conversations.
Is this a long-distance relationship?
No, but it may as well have been because I was so scared that a lot of it was on.
How long had it been since you broke up with the lawyer?
13 years.
How did you guys met on the internet?
No, I've never done that in my life. I was the original one or the new
no,
one?
No, no. Something that happened 13 years ago is more historical information than current necessity.
Right.
I'm talking about the current guy.
No.
No what?
No, he's not the current guy. The historical is not the current guy.
No, Rhoda, try and listen. Because do you have something else going on? Do you have me in the background?
No, I have a 4-year-old.
Got a 4-year-old. Where's the 4-year-old from?
I'm just babysitting my daughter's baby.
Okay, so not yours. Grandchild. Okay.
Well, sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it sort of?
Because when the baby's with me, I look younger, so they all think it's my kid.
Yeah, but I don't care about what it looks like. I care about what it is, Rhoda. You're the grandmother.
Yeah, right.
Rhoda, this will work really well if you try and focus very clearly and be incredibly candid with me. All right? That's the best way this will work. All right. So how did you meet the guy that you had the 5 dates with starting that ended in October? Where did you meet him?
Just happenstance. I was looking at a place to move to, and he just happened to be there. I was looking to move, and he happened to be in the same place that I was.
Okay. And you went out with him for how long?
We talked more than actually went and, you know, did anything for 6 months, and then.
But you're saying over that period of time, 6 months, you had five or six dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that seems to me pretty low-key, doesn't it, to you? That's a date a month.
I'm very standoffish. I talked to him a whole lot more than that, but I couldn't even bring myself to even see him because I was too scared.
So, well, but you did see him. You had 6 dates with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it took a lot of calling to get those 6 dates out of me.
When did you have the first date? How long had you been talking with each other before you had the first date?
Okay. I put him off for 3 months.
So then, in those 3 months, you had 6 dates, the following 3 months.
After 3 months of putting him off on the telephone and talking to each other on the phone, I saw him. And then a few weeks after that, I saw him again, you know, up until October. And I kept putting him off in between.
So why did you...
He wanted to see
Was it his idea to stop seeing you or your idea to stop seeing him?
We just kept missing each other because I'm busy with things that I do. And
okay, so what's today's question? Today's question.
Well, I haven't actually seen him since October, although we've talked, and we're supposed to see each other, and I kept missing each other. And
I need a question.
How do I get back together with him or talk to him? I talked to him a few weeks ago, and but we missed each other again. And
I just need a question from you.
How do I start it up again with this fellow?
You'd like to take him to a movie, or you'd like to buy him dinner. Okay, yeah, it's as simple as that. Rita, I think you're going to have to sort of take a chill pill here. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. If I had to guess, I would guess that there are other issues going on in your life. And it may be that rather than a date or a boyfriend, you really need to sit and talk with somebody about something that so traumatized you 13 years ago that you're kind of phobic about men. And it's almost that you're playing kind of a... sort of an approach avoidance game of, you know, you're going to have to come after me and 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 after me, and then I'll go out with you once. And then you have to start the whole thing all over again. And the problem about that is you're going to set yourself up as a challenge. And the problem about not being a little more forthcoming is that if you set yourself up as a challenge rather than an individual or somebody who's who there's a little more give and take, once the challenge has been met, they're going to dump you. And that's going to reinforce your idea that men are no damn good and they're only after one thing and they're going to break your heart. And if you're looking for some companionship or some kind of relationship, that's really very counterproductive. So what I would suggest you do, I don't know that this guy has much to offer you other than his enthusiasm. And it sounds like he was really very much put off by your willingness to talk with him. It's almost a tease, your willingness to talk with him but then not go out with him, and then finally go out with him and then not go out with him for a long period of time. So you might be better served. You have to sit down and figure out if this guy really has any appeal to you, or his only real appeal is that he was interested in you. But if you're actually interested, get yourself out of the house. Go and be around people with whom you have something in common rather than dates per se. And sort of see if you can put a little bit more equanimity, a little bit more serenity into not only your dating life, but your life in general. Because I think it'll work better for you. But if what you want to do is see this guy again, invite him out. Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, just you need to make the decision, do I want to see this person? Do I want to spend time with this person or not? And then the particulars of how the relationship's going to work for either or both of you, it really is negotiable. I mean, you can say, here's what I'd like, and the other person may say, well, that's great. Or you can say, here's what I'd like, and the other person says, no, that's not what I'm interested in. But talking about it is certainly one of the ways of doing it. But you need to make the initial decision, and hopefully you're making a decision on whether or not you like that person, whether you like being around them as opposed to what they provide for you. I mean, I remember kids in college, and hopefully it stops after college, who, you know, we're talking about being poor today, and I suppose there's, in some ways, I think nobody is poor as a starving student. You know, they're young and they have parents, but still. And they'd go out with somebody just for a free meal, and I always thought that was an awful thing to do, that, you know, that this person is saying, would you like to come and spend time with me? Meaning, I like you, I care about you, and what you're using them as a meal ticket. I don't think that's an okay thing to do. So the first question is, do I want to spend time with this person? And then you negotiate under what circumstances. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself.
self with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, let's finish up our minimum wage. But let me just say one other thing before we go to that, which is, you know, we talked about food stamps a couple weeks ago, and the idea being people saying, well, you know, I work hard for my money, why shouldn't everybody else? But if you're in a minimum wage job and you're making $15,000 a year, $15,000 a year is not much to live on. That's what, a little more, about $1,200, $1,300 a month to live on, which is, if you divide that by four, that's what, $300 a week? I mean, it's slightly less than $300 a week, which that's for your housing, your food, for everything, for your car or your transportation, entertainment, $300 a week, which is what? That's about $40-some a day, which is, and that can, for one person, I mean, that's not much, but you may be able to be okay on it. But for a family, And you could say, well, you know, if you can't afford, you shouldn't have family. Yeah, 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 of course. The point is, it's not much money. And to cover everything that you need. And so if you don't want to do welfare, if you're saying, well, people should work, which I don't think anybody would disagree with, then you have to make sure that when they're working, they make enough to support themselves. Because otherwise, what's the point? Then you've got, what we're really talking about in this country is the working poor. We really need a middle class to support us. So, and I think a minimum wage isn't going to help all that much. I mean, it's not going to be hugely, but it's certainly better. All right, so let's see what, and at least it's, I think it's a more moral stance. All right, what else we got here?
Okay, so Debbie says, totally against it. Minimum wage jobs are starter jobs. They were never intended to be a living wage. If these people want to make more money, then they can go to school or figure out what to do to better themselves so they can go and get a job that pays better. It's ridiculous that they think that they deserve to get paid more just because they feel they should, yet they aren't going to do anything more to earn it.
Well, the problem about that approach is it's not very realistic. I mean, how do you, if you're barely making it, how do you afford school? And there are a lot of people who work. That's why night school's invented. That's why there are a lot of co-op programs. And certainly, I think most of us would agree that minimum wage jobs are starter positions. But there are a lot of people who, I mean, look, talk to college graduates. They're having a very hard time getting starting jobs. And we're talking about college graduates, so they are waiting tables. They are tending bar. They are working at fast food restaurants. And so we need to make sure, and I agree, that sort of raising minimum wage, we also need to make sure people stay in school. They get certainly at least a high school diploma. And with the cost of colleges, and we've done some It's Broken, Let's Fix It commentary on that, of the cost of college is getting greater and greater, and the value of college education is decreasing in terms of both knowledge and employment opportunities, which is, I know, it's part of what I'm working on. It's part of why I feel so strongly about it with my foundation. I'm sort of filling in that gap a little bit. But, you know, I think the assumption that people, first of all, don't want to go to school and don't want to better themselves is probably not accurate. Go and talk with a couple of people. Talk with your waiter or waitress. Now, in this city, you get a lot of people who want to be actors. So we get a lot of incredibly gorgeous people who, I'll be taking care of you today. My name is Brittany. And it could be either a girl or a boy. But the point being that they have a specific kind of goal in mind, perhaps unrealistic, but nevertheless a goal. But if you talk with a lot of people who are of either of color or are recent graduates or are immigrants or just have large families or have been here for a long time and just not particularly well educated, it really is an issue. And there are undoubtedly some people who are, who are sort of doing the minimal of life. And if you're putting in the minimal, then maybe you get the minimal. But there are a lot of people who are working very hard for what they're doing. All right, what else we got?
Jude says, absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, referencing Debbie's comment. Raising the minimum wage of starter jobs will just put more businesses out of business.
Well, it doesn't seem to be the case. Statistically, it doesn't really seem to be the case in spite of the the Seattle. I mean, the Seattle raised their minimum wage April 1st, an unfortunate choice. And there have been some businesses that went out of business. But when asked if that's why they went out of business, they said no. So that concurrence doesn't necessarily mean causality. The fact that, you know, that this occurred doesn't necessarily mean that there was cause and effect. And certainly, raising the minimum wage one day and having a business go out the next seems a little unlikely. Poor management, at least. And, what's happening around here, and I'm sure what will happen other places as well, is that for the short term, there will probably be what's happened in the economy in general, right? Beyond minimum wage, is more people are working harder and doing more jobs. Because consolidation, which is an unpleasant word for more people working longer hours because there are fewer people. And I have a friend who now has two part-time jobs, and he has been working in the field of broadcasting for years. He's not young, and he's actually making more with his two part-time jobs than he would with a full-time job, but he's not getting any benefits. So he had to sort of make sure that he took care of that. So, I mean, we're a post-industrial society, and we're sort of still adjusting to that. But it still doesn't mean that you have the working poor, because it's just, it doesn't make any sense. I'm not even talking about a moral level, but I think there is a moral component to it. But on an economic, on a political level, it doesn't make any sense. And again, if the minimum wage has been increased 22 times in the last, what would we say, during the Depression, so that's the last, 70 years? Then 60-some years. I think it's actually 70. And the GNP has continued to rise, and that would argue that that's not the case on any sort of widespread basis. And at least in this city, restaurants come and go all the time because they're either successful or not. And I don't think raising minimum wage a dollar, because what they'll do is, unfortunately, they'll just raise the prices. And in fact, we did a story last week of a guy who took on his kids' menu, took French fries and sodas off his kids' menu and was offering healthier choices, and more people were doing it, and then added about a nickel or something, you know, per check, or maybe a little bit more than that, and people were happily playing it. So I think we're going to still have to stay tuned and find out. Is that the end of our discussion?
One more.
Okay, go ahead.
Carol says, I completely agree with Debbie, totally against it. Businesses will end up cutting their staff or closing altogether.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. You know, one of the wonderful things about this program, and I was talking with somebody about when we were talking about welfare to begin with, and this is another thing, is I love the fact that people on both sides of the equation listen to the program and are willing to talk with each other and talk with me about it. It's one of my favorite things about this program and probably makes the program unique. You know, so you guys, we don't preach to the choir, we talk about issues, and we share information, so yay all of us. Yay you guys, mostly. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.